these months ahead, Be'ez Hashem, are wonderful months for learning and for concentrating. There's a lot that we could do, a lot we can cover. We're on page Kuf Yud Zayin. Just to let's go back for a second, because it's very hard to jump into the sugya of the seven mitzvahs, of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and the chilik, the difference. The Maral makes the distinction between the seven mitzvahs and the 613 mitzvahs is not just a question of a subtraction. It's not just a number that differentiates between the 613 and the seven, but it's the 613 are geared and custom designed for Yiddish and Neshama, and we'll see why. And the seven are uniquely and specifically designed for the entire world. And every single word here is big yesaidus, very big yesaidus in Torah. And we know that in the writings of the Maral, we're not strangers at all to the concept of seven, the number seven, bechlal, as always being a manifestation of nature, of the natural world, of a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs in that way of achein atakel mestater, of hiddenness, of concealment, b'derech hateva, with natural laws and boundaries and regulations and so on to govern all of existence. And the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, the seven Noachid laws, which now we're coming to the part, now we're holding by Pashas, Bereshis, Pashas, Noach, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are designed to bring natural man to his most perfected natural state, to what man's potential can be drawn out using the seven mitzvahs that would never ever satisfy the immense spiritual energy of a Jew. But as far as the world is concerned, the world at large, the seven mitzvahs, with all of the pratim and prati-pratim of what the seven mitzvahs mean, because it's not so simple. But the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are designed to facilitate the seder, the proper observance of the seder that Hashem has established in creation, in the world that was created with the number seven. So on page Kuf Yud Zayin, the third line. We did these three or four lines, but we need to go just a little bit to get back into it. V'zeh ki kvar marnu sheha'odem yesh lo seder ba'atzmo. Man has, the human being has his own unique seder. He has his own seder. V'chol ha'shehu mesuder. And wherever there's a seder, ha'yitziyim in ha'seder shelo, hu b'sheish b'sheish upon him. So this is the last thing we were talking about before Yontif, that this world is defined by the six directions, which are not only directions but dimensions of existence, and the sixth, which on a deeper level of course is corresponding to this sixth spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayit, Yesod, and Shabbos, seven, as being Malkus. The six possibilities of Yitzhiyam and HaSeder, of diverging from the Seder, meaning east, west, north, south, above and below, those are the six directions, the six basic directions that the Chachamim talk about. So when there's Yitzhiyam and HaSeder, it could take place, when there's a divergence from the order of mankind, it can take place in six ways. This has nothing to do with geography. That's not what concerns the Maral, geography, east or west. What concerns the Maral are the netiyas, the inclinations that exist within mankind, towards chesed, towards kindness, towards the severity and strictness of gevura, and so on. Even though he doesn't use those words, this is the Maral Kedarko, where he uses the lashon of revealed Torah, and just barely is concealing the yesaidus of Kabbalah that are found here between the lines. So it's not a question of geography. It's a matter of who the human being is and how he acts, how he feels, how he functions, how he thinks. So Yitzhiyam and HaSeder could take place in balance. There is this constant ebb and flow between these six ways. There's a struggle that is revolving around nitiyas, inclinations towards six ways, when if they're not properly balanced, can cause damage and devastation in this world, and it has, and it is. Kama she'tayma ha'nekuda hazayis ha'miyuchedes b'makom zeh, yesh lo yitziyah she'yotzeis min ha'yichud v'aseidah shelo liyamin o lismol. The nekuda, the point, can be diverted from its seder, from its unique place, its unique position and role, either by going to the right or to the left, o lifnim o la'achor, which is really interesting how in secular society left and right also attained meaning over time. Why political beliefs or beliefs in general are defined by directions itself is very interesting, and it must be that it's a tosot, certainly as a result of the internal mechanisms and dynamics that control the world, which are connected to right and left. So olamalu lamata ve'elu shisha dvarim he mashi yesh lo nitiyah min ha'yichud v'aseidah shelo, that in six ways there can be a nitiyah, there can be a divergence from that point, from that place of oneness and seder. Avol ha'bitul lagamrei hu dover zulazeh. Now, there's a difference between nitiyas, being inclined towards something, and the absolute destruction, decimation of something. Seven, as you know, everything exists, as we just read in Kehelas, that everything exists in a way of zeh l'umas zeh asaha elokim. That for every koach in kiddush and holiness, there is an anti-koach in tuma. Therefore, seven contains all the wonderful things that Shabbos means. Seven, without going into Pratim, seven can mean a number of extraordinary completion. It can mean a number that contains within it all the gifts of this world. However, when moving away from holiness, as we'll see, the Maharal explains, seven means a complete ma'areches. It means systematic evil. There's a difference between someone who has an atiyah towards... everybody has mishigasim, but then there's a mishigan, it's not the same thing, right? It's a different thing. There's a difference between natiyas, that one has certain inclination towards, inclinations that are unhealthy towards different sides, that are pulling him in different directions. That's one thing. That's symbolized, that's manifested. Symbolizes is a Jewish thing. That's manifested in six. Seven in Kedusha can mean a complete Mareches. It can mean a complete system of holiness. In Tuma, it can mean systematic devastation. It can mean systematic evil. In the way of Zelu Mazeh Asar Halokim, it's no longer just an Atiyah. Seven, and we're going to talk about this much more. Seven doesn't mean an Atiyah. It doesn't mean that there's a problem. Seven means there's destruction. It's not just an inclination. It means something is terribly wrong. It's a bittel and ganzen. Something is mavutl. Something is being destroyed. Nimtza shahadova yeshlo yitziya b'shiva dvarim. That there are seven ways. That's as per the frightening psukim in the Teichicha that we read not so long ago, that it should be the year with all of its klalos should be finished, and it should be a year filled with brachas. But you know that the seven paths of running in terror from one's enemy, the seven ways of running away, the seven ways of retreating, are connected to the seven when it's a force of destruction. Let's look at footnote 27. Perish, he says, Yeshnam, the meaning of this is, Yeshnam shisha oifanim l'netiyah v'yetziyah mihayichid v'hasedah. There are six general ways of being naita, of being inclined away from that perfect balance, from the perfect harmony. There are six directions, meaning six different types of extremes that one can be inclined towards. V'yesh oifen echad naisaf, and there is one additional, shu habitul v'ahefseid hagomer liyichud ulaseider. V'loi rakanati v'ahitzim meyichud. In other words, six means I'm heading away from what I'm supposed to be. I'm moving either too much to the right, too much to the left, too much above, below, whatever those mean. We're not going to the spheres now. It's not for now. But I've departed from the clear Seder that was established for me. Seven is no longer in the Tiyah. Seven is a bitl hagomer. Seven means it's completely chaotic. The nir lahatim zeis. So he says, this should be explained further. Shehine kvar kova harbe pa'amim. The Maral has discussed this in many places. Sheyesh nam shishet stodim, that there are six sides or directions. V'hanakuda hashviz, and the seventh is kenegra hechel. This is in holiness, in kedusha. Is kenegra hechel hakodesh v'haemtza. In other words, the center point in kedusha is Shabbos, and all rivers run to the sea. And Hayom Yom Echad B'Shabbos, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, we're saying now in the parasha, everything is the Shabbos. There is that connection in Kedusha where everything is revolving equidistant from the center point, which is holding the entire construct in place. In Kedusha, that which holds the system together, or creates a system, is Shabbos. So I'm going to talk about a little bit, Mitzvah Shem, the Shabbos, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in the parasha, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in the Inyan of Vayichulu HaShemayim Ha'aretz, there's a famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh where he explains that Hashem Yisbarach made the world in such a way that every week, if there would not be the infusion of the koyach of what Shabbos means into the world, whatever Shabbos is, if that wouldn't be, the world would not be able to exist. Each week, as a result of Shabbos in the world, there is a recreation that's taking place that is drawing, that means that all of the 6 days are able to function drawing from the Kedusha of Shabbos and heading towards the Kedusha of Shabbos. Which in the Maral's writings, and especially in the writings of the Kohen from Lublin, of Hapsadik, the meaning of the first Shabbos, the Shabbos of Bereshis, and the Shabbos of Adam Arishin. That's a very beginning. But this is in Kedusha, the Maral calls seven Heichal HaKodesh V'Ha'emsa, the chamber of holiness, which is in the center. Okay, going to Gvurz Hashem Samach Tes, we're in footnote 27. Kosov, Ki Adovah, the Maral writes there as follows. Ki Adovah Shehu Sholem B'li Chisaron, when something is in a state of Shlemus, it's perfect and whole, without any chisaron, without any deficiency, Hu Dovah Sheyesh Lo Shisha K'tzavos, then it exists in a state where there are six extremes, or six directions, uveinehem ha'emtzoi, but there is the center point that is holding the entire construct in place. In other words, as if there are lines that are connected to the center point, which is the Bechina of Shabbos, which is seven. Shunikol Heichal HaKadosh, which is the term that's being used in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is Heichal HaKadosh, the chamber of holiness. Mekuvan be'emtza, as it says in Sefer Yitzir, which is the center point. V'chein kosa b'derechayim, apirk yobis v'zeh l'shon, v'yadua hashisha k'tzovos, the six extremes, hei misyachasim b'yoyser el hagashmi. Those are netiyas that draw the world more and more away from its focal point, away from its essence, and towards the physical. The further the world is from Shabbos, the further it is from the Kedusha of that seventh point, so the more the world becomes diverted from its purpose, its focus, and becomes immersed in running away in those different directions from its tachlis. Because since six means distance, distance always implies physicality. In the spiritual world is not defined by distances. Only in the physical world there are distances. So the fact that there's above, below, east, west, north, and south, the very fact that there are directions of movement, of motion, indicates that we're dealing with something that is drawing more and more towards the physical. Space, size, time, these are all factors that only play into physical reality. Space does not play into spiritual reality. That's why the Aron in the Kodesh Kadoshim was Einim and Hamida, as the Gemara says that it didn't fit into the regular rules and regulations of space. And similarly, the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, there was such an Avoida of Mishtachadim, that they were able to be mishtachavim in such a way that it was with the harvacha and the space, even though as far as physical space as we understand it, that wasn't possible. It simply wasn't possible. That there was never space that was lacking for a Jew in Yerushalayim. And you could say all the drushes you like, that meant that everybody was happy with each other, you know, all the nice, you know, Ben Am L'Chavero talks, which are all beautiful. But the emes is, we're maminim b'nei maminim, we're mekablim what Chazal say 100% literally. It means that it was not, that the physical space of the Beis HaMikdash was not determined by the rules of physical space, as we know it. It simply was not. Because why? Since that's the Heich LaKodesh in this world, and that all that plays into the number 7, the 7 strings on the harp of David HaMelech, until Mashiach comes, then it will be 8, and then it will be 10. But the definition of the Beis HaMikdash is a place that is Shmaya Va'ara Nashke Ahadadi, where heaven and earth are kissing, are touching. That's why the Gilui that was with Yaakov Avinu was in such a way where it wasn't Tolui on time or in space. So Eretz Yisrael comes to Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu had the revelation of the Sulam, of the ladder, and Kofz Elei Ha'aretz, where basically Eretz Yisrael came to him, which by the way, there's a Haftadik of Vart from the Belzer, from Pesach HaDoiv, that he says a Haftadik thing that I mentioned by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that the first place in Torah with Sukkos is mentioned is V'Yankov Nosa Sukkos, L'Mekneyu Asa Sukkos, that Yaakov Avinu, the first place that Sukkos is mentioned is by Yaakov Avinu. But it's Bechlal not in the context of Sukkos. We say Sukkos. There's a place called Sukkos. But everybody knows that the first time something is found in Torah is the Yisayt. So Yaakov Avinu has a connection with all the Yishpiyas, and of course they have a connection. But Yaakov Avinu's connection to Sukkos is profound. It's not just profound. It defines, it's the definition of Sukkos. Because it's the first place in the Chumash, which is Yaakov, is by Sukkos. Nasa Sukkos, twice it says. L'mikneyu Asa Sukkos. So Bisocha Dai from Belz says a half a dicky thing. He says that the obvious wall in Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael, right? Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael, but there's only one, who was in Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael came to him. Who was in Golis, and he had a tam, a bechina of being in Eretz Yisrael while in Golis, and that's Yaakov Avinu. Because the Niskapla, because under his head, all, because the Mokum HaMikdash came to that place. So since the Indian of Sukkos is a gilui of Admas Kodesh, of Eretz Yisrael, as all the Svarim say, that when you're sitting in the Sukkah, it's a bechin of Avir de Eretz Yisrael, and it's like you're in a little embassy of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, on some level. Therefore, since Yaakov Avinu was, the whole Indian of Yaakov Avinu was that Eretz Yisrael came to him, and that's why Yaakov Avinu is the bechin of Ufarat the Yom of Akedma, Sofain of Anegba. That ability of Yaakov Avinu to break the boundaries and the confinement of time and of space, which is uniquely Yaakov Avinu did. That's why Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, which is harmony. And harmony means it's all inclusive. All the extremes are bound up in Yaakov Avinu, which is the Indian of Shol Shudas, which is the Suda, of course, of Yaakov Avinu. And the whole Indian of Yaakov Avinu is what? Is Shabbos, which is a Nachla Bli Mitzarim, which means Nachlas Yaakov Yirash Bli Mitzarim Nachla, right? Bli Mitzarim, yeah? V'chadu Yashar Rosh. That's the nice part. So Nachlas Yaakov Yirash Bli Mitzarim Nachla. The Shabbos is called Nachlas Yaakov Bli Mitzarim Nachla. It doesn't have the confinements of space, Bli Mitzarim Nachla, which is the Indian of Shabbos, which is 7. So he says that as we move away, and when we're in the world of 6 means space. It means distance. Distance always means physical space. Always means the physical space. Always means physicality. Always. Asher haroichak shayach el hageshem. Emel says roichak distance is a factor that's only in physical things. V'ilo ha'emtzoi ein le'roich ha'klal. However, the center point, Maral says this in his farm everywhere, and in order to understand Shabbos, one really has to understand what Maral's talking about, which I don't want to go into, this is not the place to go into the meaning of Shabbos, but But the Emetzoi, the morale says, which is the center point, is not one of distance. It's not one of distance. In other words, he says, V'ilo Emetzoi, ein loy roichak klal, shari loy shayach roichak be'emetzoi. The extremes are far from something. They're far from the center. They're far from each other. But reality, as we understand it, that the Evan Shesia, which is the center point of creation, from which Shemimen Hushtas Ha'olam, right? That the world was established from the Evan Shesia. The Evan Shesia, that point, which was Yaakov Avinu, where the rocks came together, that point is the Emetzoi. The Emetzoi, the center, is not far. Everything moves away from the center. In other words, creation is in such a way, it's pretty much like the scientists talk about when they talk about the Big Bang. But, although I don't know anything about that other than like from a comic strip or anything. I really never studied it. But the understanding is that nothing scientific. But my silly understanding is that there was this unbelievably powerful explosion of primordial matter that from that oneness exploded and would become, according to their way of understanding it, which of course we're the Maminim and Yeshmeyayin and so on, but in their way of understanding it, from there it would move from that one centralized emtsoi of concentrated creation, or what the Ramban calls the Chaim HaHayuli in this parasha, that harlic primordial matter. But from that explosion, then there would be now tzavos, extremes. Six would come from one. Right? The one. One, in other words, we see all of creation coming from oneness. From the oneness, Eben Shesia, from Yerushalayim, from the Makam HaMikdash. And obviously the purpose of creation is to try to make some sense and bring the six, bring everything back home. That's what Gula is. Gula means returning from these different directions and coming back to the center point that on an emotional, an intellectual, and a metaphysical level. That's what it means. So the center is one, and the center is called Heichal HaKodesh. Heichal HaKodesh. That's not a place of distance. Everything becomes physical as it is distanced from that center point. Then it attains physicality. Somewhat like with the Big Bang. Then it becomes, eventually this place becomes, Kansas City or something. I don't know how that happened exactly. But at some point, as it gets further and further away, so it's more Magushim, more Magushim, more Magushim. It's the same thing in this world. And that's what Chazal meant in the Chazal. So people are wondering, what does it mean that Yerushalayim is the center of the universe? The Einu Shel Olam, the eye of the universe. So everybody takes out their little atlas and they say, it's not true. I don't know how that works. It's an Irish guy. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Columbus Day. It has nothing to do with an atlas or with a map. So, and it means in Ruach, in Mitzias, it's the Emtsoi. It's the center. So you see what it means in holiness. Could you imagine Chalila in Tumma? So he says, "V'ilam say in le'roicha klal shalishayach roicha b'emtsoi l'fichachu misyarches ala bilti gashmi." Therefore, seven in holiness is always connected to that which transcends, with something which has the quality of kedusha. Ulekach karu ha'emtsoi heichal hakodesh. Therefore, Avraham Avinu called this in the Sefer Yetzira, Heichal HaKodesh, the Chamber of Holiness. Ashehu b'soich sheish k'tzavos, that is in the center of the six, l'fi shehu nivdal min hageshem, because it is transcendent of the physical, v'zehu kedusha also. And that's what Shabbos means, that's the meaning of Shabbos. So in kedusha, there is this great movement in the universe of everything that is seeking to come back to Heichal HaKodesh. The fascination that the world has with the Har HaBayis is also not a matter of geography. We understand that as B'nai Torah, that it has nothing to do with geography. There are much more desirable places in the world than the Har HaBayis. But the nature of all things, as things are exploding, there's also an implosion. And it's fascinating how, again, the way the Kohelet describes, Saviv Saviv, Helech HaRuach, all the descriptions of reality, where there's this simultaneous movement away from the center and a returning towards the center. So there is this hatred of Knesset Yisrael, which means the center, which means the ingathering, and at the same time, the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, are killing to get back to Yerushalayim. So plea at Suma, that even the biggest Sinim, the Bnei Esav, are the fundamentalist Christians. Their biggest dig in the world is that the Jews should be in Eretz Yisrael, because they have a tradition of a promise that can be fulfilled only if the Jews are in Yerushalayim, which is only for the sake of the Jewish people being converted into not being Jews. It's the whole thing is, it's crazy because it's self-destructive. But that's what's happening in the universe, moving away and at the same time depending upon. So you have the seven of Kedusha, and therefore everything is moving towards Shabbos, moving towards Yerushalayim, moving towards the Jewish people, everything. On the other hand, there is this bizarre movement away, an explosion, reaching out to the extremes of the universe, of hatred for the Jews, but of a hatred that's not B'dar HaTava, and a hatred for Eretz Yisrael. At the same time, the need to have Eretz Yisrael. So, all of this is revolving around the seven. Ureila Holland Perik Mem, Visham the Perik Ayin, Vahre Yedias Ahafachim Achaz. That's what we're talking about now. That one complete unit is only understood by studying its opposite extremes, which is exactly what I mentioned before. Zelu Mazeh Asar Helukim. In other words, to understand something completely, you have to know it and its opposite. If you don't know its opposite, it means you don't really know it either. Right? If you don't know the opposite, it means you haven't yet reached the furthest extreme of it. The opposite, in other words, by knowing Yediyas HaHafachim, that's what it means, Yediyas HaHafachim Achas. That's why, that's how the Maharal explains in the Gevurah Hashem, the union of the Paraduma, that's Metameis HaTahara, that how could it be that the Paraduma, that this one reality has opposite effects, right? Or why is it that Davka, that the Jewish people, the Kohen nation, had to come out of Mitzrayim? How come Avraham Avinu had to come out of Terach? Why is it that Mashiach comes out of what? Moav. Moav is the biggest tumor. Why is it that Mashiach comes out of Moav? Because since the union of Mashiach means the whole thing. Mashiach, Geula, the nations of the world, even our wonderful president, and the best of the nations, when they speak about there being peace, they're not talking at all about redemption. That's not what redemption is. We have such small hasagas. It's a Rahmanis, it's a small hasagas. But they're not talking about Geula. Geula means everything has to be repaired, everything has to be fixed, nothing can be left out. And the way for that to happen is only when the extremes are all brought home. Are all come back to the center. That's why Mashiach Davke emerges from opposites. On the one hand, it's the Kedusha of Avram Avinu, which is Chesed Lavram. On the other hand, it's the cruelty, the Achzarius of Moab. Right? These two opposites. That's what it means. Yediyas HaHafachim Achas. That in order for something to be complete, it has to contain within it, it has to embrace all extremes. Or else all you're doing is taking a piece and helping it or saving it. But you're not redeeming. Redemption means where the entire thing is embraced and restored to holiness. Not just a piece. Not just a piece. So, so he says, Ulakach, Kishem Shahashvi Hasholem Moira al Muhus Umerkas Hadover, the same way that in holiness, in Shlemus, the number seven indicates the essence and the center, the focus, the reality. Kach Hashvi HaChoser. So when we have the antithesis, seven in Tuma, Moira al Bittel Vehefsid Hadover. It means destruction and decimation. It doesn't mean a problem. It doesn't mean we need an adjustment. It means non-existence. It means a complete chaotic situation. Which, again, has to do with... He's not using terms of Kabbalah, and I probably shouldn't use them either. But that's what it has to do with the in Parshas Vayishlach, the kings that rule, the Vayomas, Vayimlach, Vayomas, Vayimlach, Vayomas, those kings... and the whole inyan of the shattering of the vessels of the Shvius HaKelim, and what's called as the world of Tohu, of emptiness, and the world of Tikkun, and so on. All of that is what the Maharal is talking about here without using any of those words that are in the Svarim HaKadoshim. So now, let's go back to the text.
I'm confused about the two different models, one of Tumah and one of Kedusha. In other words, even the model of Kedusha, so if the middle is missing, that's destruction also, isn't it?
Yeah, that's called the Bittul of the Shvi. That would be the Bittul of the Shvi, and that could set the whole thing right. But the Shvi, that's why a Mechal Shabbos is a Mumla Chol Torah Kula. A Mumla Shabbos is a Mumla Chol Torah Kula. He says, a Yid, he puts on tefillin, he davens. It's a Mumla Chol Torah because the cyst, it's like, it's not plugged in.
So there's one model of
those. Yeah. I was just using it as a topology, but it's the center. It determines whether it is, whether or like the president says, whether you're with us or you're against us. It's not neutral. There is nothing neutral in the universe. There's nothing neutral. That's the whole concept of neutrality is a Goyish thing. There's no concept that you're either for or you're against. Oh, the Badichava said it's either a Si'il HaShem or a Si'il HaZazel. Those who think that there's something in between, they just don't understand. It's either LaShem or it's LaZazel. There's no such thing as anything between those Ksavas. LaShem or it's LaZazel. You're either for or you're against. That's all. It's not a little bit. It's either it is or it isn't. But there is such a thing that when the seven is intact, in other words, let's say, using what the model we're using now, let's talk about Shabbos. That when Shabbos is there, then we can view the six as netiyas that we have a problem with. But if Shabbos is there, if there's Shmirah Shabbos, then the system can still work. The system can still, you know, there's still hope. Not to say that if a Jew's Mechal Shabbos, we can't bring it, we could be Makavim to. Because he doesn't know Chalila at this level. He doesn't know. And I'm not, you know, that's a whole different thing. But Shabbos, as we all know, Shabbos is the litmus test of being for or against. But I'm talking about someone who is against. I'm not talking about a person that didn't learn what Shabbos is. That's a different thing altogether. But Shabbos is that which binds everything together. It holds everything together. I'm going to talk about this in the Shabbos Shiur this year. So I mentioned, I think maybe last year, that I'm going to be giving just on Shabbos, the Inyan of Shabbos, every Shabbos, that's all I'm talking about this year, the Inyan of Shabbos, just with Shabbos, the whole Inyan of Shabbos, to learn more the Sugi of Shabbos. So I'm going to talk a lot about that, Mitzvah Shem.
This is Teva? I'm just confused, we talk about the Marab, Shabbos, Teva, Eid, Vomal,
and Teva. Yeah, you're good, David, but the Inyan of Eight, let's...
But Teva doesn't mean Vomal, and Gashra, it doesn't mean Teva. And when I say Maral, Seven's Teva. What does that mean?
I'm going to hold it now because to understand Eight, we first have to have a proper understanding of this. The Maral's going to talk a lot about that. How we everyone knows that Eight means Lamala Manatava. But it sounds like Seven is pretty good.
Right.
Sounds pretty
teva?
Good.
What is Teva?
Right. So Teva, there is still, even with Shabbos, right, with Shabbos, without Yemoisa Mashiach, that's why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. There still is a space between 7 and 8. But we're not ready to go into that space.
Not
Lav Davka, no. There's a Teva Ruchni. There's a Avheich LaKodesh. But you're right, there's a space between 7 and 8, and we're waiting. No, it's Metzoy Shvius now. It's the time for Mashiach, Metzoy Shvius. I don't mean Shvius like Shvus. I mean Shvius. Shmita. Let's say Shvius. Right. So he says, "Vehu inyan shvi." Back up upstairs, right after 27. "Vehu inyan shvi." Nimsa shahadover yeshli yitziya b'shiva dvar. This is also connected to the nanum that we make with the lulav, right? This is connected to which. What does it mean? The ruchas rose and the right, left, above, below. What are the different the nanum, the six ktsavos. Also, the six ktsavos. The Nanuim, and it's of course connected to the seven Hakafis, that the Indian of the seven Hakafis is the Tikkun, the circle, the seven Hakafis, that there are no longer any Ktsavas, but everything is equidistant with the Sefer Torah in the center, right? It's the Indian of Heich LaKodesh, the Hakafis is coming to complete the Nanuim of the Lulav, that as long as the Umas HaOlam are still here, or are still a focal point of creation, during the days of Sukkot, so we make the hakafa with the lulav, but the shleimus is only the yichud. The yichud is only by Shemini Atzeres, and that's also connected to number 8, obviously. But the hakafas ought to bring everything back to that state of oneness. Nimsa shahadovi yeshli yitzia b'shiva dvarim. V'im ki zeh shayach berachokim. Next page, kuf yuches hagashmiim. Now, even though obviously he says we're talking about physical space, but there are different directions. So something physical. Sheyeshel hageshem sheshet stodim elo asher amarnu, right? That wherever there's distance, rochak always means geshem. It always means something physical. It means the netiyas towards the physical. Aval bidvarim hanivdolim lo shayach kol zeh. Samaral says, I know, of course, that in spiritual matters there's no such thing as directions or space. Samaral is just reminding us that not to get hung up on these directions as having to do with geography, as I mentioned before. It means netiyas. It means spiritual, emotional, metaphysical directions. It does not have to do with picking up and moving from one. Although the Mekubalim are very, very careful about how, you know, like the Mezid Shemagid, the Baal Tanya said about the Mezid Shemagid in his later years lost completely use of his left arm and his left leg. The whole left side of his body became paralyzed, Mezid Shemagid. And the Baal Tanya said that because the Rebbe, his whole life is struggling to bring the world over to Chesedim Gluyim, to Chesed, to the point that the left was completely paralyzed in his physical life. He couldn't use the left side anymore of his body. And the tzaddikim, the kedoshim, are very, very careful about how they use the right and how they use the left. And this is something, of course, which affects halacha as well. And the differences that we have among the poskim and how the Arizal ruled in these matters regarding the use of the right and the left, when to use the right and when to use the left, even when the poskim had certain defined guidelines when it comes to the use of the right or left with a lefty and so on. How does this apply at certain times with Kiddush? Are there any lefties here besides me? I'm a lefty. Okay, so we have a couple of lefties, yeah. So for instance, you'll find in the Kitzvei Ari that when it comes to Kiddush, that you always use the right hand. Even though with the lulav we were just using the left, right? Well, lefties were just holding, I hope, right? We're all holding the lulav in the left hand. But the Indian of Kiddush must be with the right, according to the Arizal. Must be with the right. And therefore the Kaishal Baruch, the Kaishal Kiddush is in the right hand, Api Dari, even for a lefty. So all of these things are crucial in the Svar Makadoshim, in the Kisvei Hari, because what happens, the way we act and what we do with the right or the left, of course the Mezid Shemagid was Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he like obliterated the left side of his being in order to make room for the chesed that he was trying to reveal in the world. So until the point that he no longer had use of his left side. So that's a very extreme, an extraordinary thing. But for other people, the focus on, at certain times, on the right as opposed to the left, or vice versa, affects how things are happening in the Olamus. Even though the morale is reminding us that the starting point here is something, of course, which is spiritual, not something which is physical, right? That we don't have directions. There's no east or west when it comes to spiritual matters. Nevertheless, the morale says, Timsa gam ken yaminu smol b'davar she'eino gashmi. We find in Chumash itself that right and left are used to describe non-physical reality, spiritual reality. As we all know, k'maisha kosef, le'esosu mikol ha'dvar meshe yerucha, yamin u'smol. Which to the morale is very significant, the fact that the Torah says it in such a way, that we are not allowed to go away, to be noite, away from what the Chacham are teaching us, yamin u'smol, to the right or to the left. Hare Timsa, the Maral says, you see, that Yamin Usmal, Av Shaloi B'Davar Hagashmi, you see that the terms right and left in Chumash itself are describing a reality that is not physical. Rakhu Nema Bebchinas HaDavar HaMiyuchad VaHamasudar. What is it saying? It's saying that there's a Seder that Hashem established, and that Seder is going to be carried on through the Chachamim, and therefore they are the Bailim, they are the ones who are in charge of maintaining the Seder. And the Torah says that we have to live according to that Seder that the Chacham established, and any Yitzir from that Seder is described as going to the right or going to the left, of creating this imbalance. Shaloiya Yitzir Leim and Hayichud Vaseder Kamay Kain. This is therefore Bamis Shaych Leim Bechol Ashish Etzdadim. What he's saying is really the Torah just uses right and left. Again, for those who have studied the Svarim HaKadosh, you know that right and left really are not, there are different gradations of right and left, Netzach and Hod, and so on, that are also divided by right and left. But the term, general term, is right and left. But when Ral says, it doesn't just mean right and left. It means above, below, east, west as well. It's just that Yamin and Smol are the two basic directions of Chesed or Din. And all of the spheres are aligned according to these two extremes of Chesed and Din, right? How they work with one another, how they interface, and how ultimately it materializes in the physical world. But so it's basically right and left. But the Maral says, "Oh, kamarichein shayach loyim avachol hashish etzadim." Really, it doesn't just have to say right and left. When it says leisosu, when the Torah says, "Don't go away from the chacham telling," you could have just as easily said, "Yamin is small, lamala lamata." Could have said all of them, but the general way of describing going away is right and left, the two extremes. But lav davka. Ad sheyeh nisha b'seder b'yichud shaloi. Everything has to be in its seder and its yichud, its singular oneness. Ve'ein lo yitzir b'shum b'china min ha'yichud v'aseder l'shum tzad al yidei elu shavim mitzvos b'nei noach. And therefore, Hashem Yisbaruch immediately gave Adam Rishon. Again, there's an interesting discussion in Chazal, which we're not going to go into now, chronologically, how were the Sheva Mitzvahs given, one time, different times, which also plays into what we're learning here. But for the sake of just learning it in the simplest, clearest way, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mankind seven mitzvahs. And the Maral says that these seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, Shehem Loi Se'asei, which are all focusing, as we spoke about last time, on loy sesay, on the negative, don't do this, don't do that. Even dinim. Ki pam yoytzi b'dovezeh min yichudo upam v'hofchai. Because the Maral says that the purpose of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach is to maintain seder in this world. And maintaining seder does not mean that it creates a ma'areches of kedusha, of holiness, which the Dovah was pointing out before, which is really dependent upon man's ability to transcend seven. That a Jew has a bris, there's something different about a Jew. But seder in this world, so that there shouldn't be a going out, a divergence, a going away from truth and from the mitzvahs. If Hashem gave seven mitzvahs that are all to the goyim, that are all don't go away. They're all saying the same. They're all saying, there are different ways of saying don't go away. Don't go away. That's what he says. Yetzir v'dov ezeh min yichudu upam v'hofchau. And in Gvur Hashem, the Maral explains, Bariches in Gvur Hashem, he goes through each one, which we're not going to do now. There he goes through each of the seven mitzvahs to show how each one is there to preserve that focus and how the entire system works. He says, but if that's what it does, he says, Kipam Yaitse Bedov Zem in Yehudu Pam Bahovchai. Pam Hu Bitle Lov Lagamre. So Upam Hu Bitle Lov Lagamre, if you look at footnote 32, see here a little bit of a taste. He says, Kavanoso, Mizberus, Al Pidavar, Gurus Hashem, Samach Vav. That's really where he goes through the whole Indian of the seven mitzvahs in Gurus Hashem, Parak, Samach Vav. Shekosav, Ki Ha'odam, Chalokav Hu Haguf Vahanefesh. Hem Chelki Ha'odam. The man is basically divided between the body and the soul. Ki Ha'odam Bechlalu Hu Kailal Chalokav, Kashem Makabal Al Yedeha Chalokim Tsuris Ha'odam. And when all of the pieces are of the puzzle of man are in place, that with the body and soul, that creates this new being that's called Adam, man. In other words, man is the composite sum total of this combination of the physical and the spiritual, which is in the parasha Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, Vayitzar with two yuds, which Chazal say. That's what it means with two yuds, Adam Haza, Adam Haba, and so on. It means a neshama, it means a guf. That's the yitzira, that's the definition of what an Adam is. That's the tzuras Adam. He says, he says, for instance, a house. It has components. The house is composed of wood, of trees, of wood, and of stone. But when you have a house, the house is a new metzias. The house, it's made of different materials, and all the chalokim contribute to making the house. But once the house is finished, it's a new thing. It has a different tzuras. It's tzuras habayis. It's not called anymore. Nobody would come into it. Nobody would come into a house and say, "Oh, you have such nice, such wonderful combination of wood and of stone and that you have here, and you should have a lot of. You should be very comfortable in your new place of stone, straw, marble, wood." You know, no one talks like that. Habayis means there's no inyan zulas chalokim. Yeah, that's right. So it's something new. So one of the seven mitzvahs is there to preserve the nefesh, to keep the nefesh in its proper place, man's spirit in its proper place, in its boundaries, which is what? The iser of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, idolatry, is saying, don't go away from that spiritual truth. Don't leave it. That's the iser, that's the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. He says Avodah Zarah is the only aver where the nefesh is completely invested. It's only nafshi. Avodah Zarah means I'm worshipping something else. But worship is a completely spiritual thing. It might be done in physical ways. So you might bring up, you might offer something. You're offering something physical to the Avodah Zarah. But avoda zara means exactly that. It's an avoda, but it's zara. But it's a very spiritual thing. The Kadmonim, the early people, were very, very spiritual people, to the point that they were prepared to sacrifice their children and all these things. That they were very, very committed to spirituality. Just it was wrong, but they were very committed to it. Avoda zara is avoda. In other words, there's a tremendous spiritual investment into the whole thing. I was reading about, fundamentalist Islam. Now there's a lot written. It's Ramsha Pachad. It's a Pachad. I mean, the Avoida that goes in, that goes, well, it's a Paradam, it's a Tumah, but the Avoida is a Nefesh that's invested into such a Tumah. It's something which is really frightening. But Avoda Zarah is something which engages the Nefesh and just the Nefesh. That's what it does. It takes. It's a matter of what you believe in. It's not. It depends upon what you believe in, and as a result of that, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave this Isser of Avodah Zarah to hold the nefesh in its place, that the nefesh shouldn't go away from its clarity, its oneness. Avodah Zarah is belibam. It has to capture your heart. Avodah Zarah is something which takes the nefesh, it takes the soul. The zehu b'avodah zarah. Him came, achet hazeh b'levad hu l'nefesh. Therefore, Avodah Zarah is somebody using his nefesh to sin. So one of the seven mitzvahs, again, we're just getting a taste of how he goes through the seven mitzvahs. So that iser of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry that was given to the Bnei Noach, to the entire world, is to prevent the nefesh, the soul, from being diverted from the truth. The gili arayas, when it comes to adultery or physical immorality, obviously hula basar. That the main issue there, the main problem there, is the flesh. Machmas yitzrei shebeguf misavala arayas. The taivas aguf, the desires of the body, that is, of course, the taiva la'arayas. The Dovah Zemavur Bekamim Bekermis Shechet Arayis Uleguf. That the sin of Arayis, that sin of adultery, of immorality, is Leguf. It engages the body in its entirety. The entire body is caught up in that. It's something which is completely physical. The only thing is that a person will come up with all kinds of crazy hechatimses emotionally in order to be mater gilei arayis, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah is gilei arayis is something which is focused on the body. On the body. Birchas Hashem hu la'odam v'meshu hu odam mechubim miguf v'nefesh. One of the seven mitzvahs, of course, is Birchas Hashem, that we're not allowed, that even a ben Noach, a goy, is not allowed to blaspheme, to curse Hashem. That, the Maral says, he defines that as being an attack against the entire Tzuris Adam. In other words, Birchas Hashem, which might be the least discussed of all of the seven mitzvahs, actually is the system of the guf and the nefesh together. Why? Of the body and the soul. Ki Birkas Hashem hu chayte b'loshem. Why? Because this is the only one of the seven mitzvahs where the sin is one of speech. Of speech. Now that's very important, and the Maral talks about this in many, many places. Speech. Chayte b'loshem shem mevarach Hashem. Here you have a person who's using the most precious gift that a human being has, which is that he's a medaber, that he could speak, and is using that for its opposite purpose. So instead of thanking God and blessing God, so he uses it, Chalila, to curse Hashem. So it's the greatest possible distortion of man as a human being. That was the definition of human being, is that he's a speaking being. As it says in this week's parasha, Vayihi Adam Nefesh Chaya. The Targum translates, Nefesh Chaya, a living being, means Ruach Memalala, which means a speaking being. That's the definition of human being. And speech is something which combines the neshama and the guf. What the Maral talks about, the mouth, that's why the lips are called svasayim. Svasayim, lips, is like the svas hayam. It's like the shore. What is the purpose of the shore? That is that point where the two dimensions of existence meet, right? The physical land. The land and the ocean. So the lips are called svasayim. The lips are called svasayim because that's where, as the Gemara says in Nida, when a person is born, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach, gives that last clap, whatever that means, of course, never is Hakim HaGoyos, these are the big kashas in yeshiva. So when the Malach gives the clap, what of course it means is that's the Makib HaPatish. It was the same way that in Hilchas Shabbos, the final blow of the hammer, the makib apatish, that finishes the kli, right? So the makib apatish, the completion of man, takes place by the mouth. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Maral explains in the Gevurah, Moshe Rabbeinu is a different madrega, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak until Eila Dvar Moshe Dibur. Only by Kabbalah Satorah Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Kerech HaDibur and Torah are inseparable. Most of us spend a lot of years talking about stupid things until we start to talk a little bit more about Torah, and even then, you know, we're trying to do better over the years. But Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak unless it was Torah. Eila hadvarim, as Chazal say, Eila hadvarim. He couldn't speak before that, and that's what the Maral explains, that by the Milu, Moshe Rabbeinu wore a garment that didn't have any seams. It's also connected to the inin of dibur, of speech, and Moshe Rabbeinu's, and that's why Mitzrayim, dibur was in a state of exile, Golas had dibur Mitzrayim, and the inin of Pesach is peh, sach, the mouth can speak. Man's creation, as it's explained, as the Ramah and the Torah explain, that when we make the bracha of Roifei Kol Bosu, Mafli La'asais, what is the pele, what is the wonder of man's creation? So the Ramah says that Hashem holds together a body and a soul. That's the Pella. And that point of man that most reveals the Pella, the wonder of a human being, is his ability to speak. The mouth. That's why the completion of the baby is Davka by that place. That's the Pella. Because Pella means the two extremes of the physical and the spiritual are joined into one unit. which is a pella. Two opposites. How could they be in one? Which goes back to what we were saying before. How could the two opposites join into one? It's a pella. That's why it's brought down from this Kabbalah swarm that even the word pella, even the word pella is a pella. Right? Because pella is the pei. Is pronounced with the it's very physical, it's pronounced with the lips, pe, it's a very physical letter. The lamed is more hidden, more sublime with the tongue, and the aleph is altogether hidden. Right? The pe is completely physical, the aleph is completely spiritual, and the lamed brings these two together. That's why aleph, pele, pe lamed aleph, the word wonder, is the word aleph, aleph lamed pe. And aleph equals 26, right? Which means the Shem of Hashem. Why does Aleph? Because Aleph, the letter Aleph has a Vav, right? That's six and has two Yuds. So that's the Pella. That there's a possibility of joining together the higher world with the lower world with the letter, with the Vav, which means the Vav Achibur, which means the letter of connection. The letter which is, that's why Vav, even Hebrew, means a hook. Vavim la'amudim, it means a hook. So the word Pella, it means mafli lasa, it's the Pella. Is the body and the soul joined together. And where is that Pella most profoundly revealed? In the Kohar HaDibur. That's why HaMavis V'Chaim B'Yad HaLoshen. That's why speech is such a serious matter in Torah. And that's why such a terrible Yetzar when it comes to speech. It's such a terrible Yetzar because speech is that border between heaven and earth. Speech is that place between the Neshama and the Guf that holds it all together. So the Maral says, therefore, Birchas Hashem, cursing Hashem, is connected the entire man. It's the anti-Adam, because the Adam is a speaking being, and the purpose of speaking is kidei lahardos lahalo. Why did the Bereshit give us a mouth? If Shem Bar Yochai said that if he would have been by Har Sinai, he would have taken two mouths. There should have been two mouths given, one to speak dvarim shel chol, to speak about regular things, another to speak Torah and tefillah. Because it's a pachad that from one mouth that can come out such opposite things. But that's the Tzuras Adam. Therefore, this aveira of Birchas Hashem, cursing Hashem Chalila, is using that entirety of man, which is the combination of the physical and the spiritual, which is the Koach HaDibur, using that against Hashem, against what man's purpose is. That's the danger of Lashon Hara. That's the danger. All the chazals about Lashon Hara and Nivul Peh, all the avarice with the mouth are the most extreme, most horrible things. That's what the Maral says over here. Ki birchas Hashem, hu chayte b'loshon shemavarach Hashem, the geder ha'adam shu chay medabra. The definition of man is that he's a chay medabra, he's a speaking being. V'ni ha'dibur hu tzuras adam. Speech is the tzuras adam. That is man. Dibur is the tzuras adam. And when one can't speak, is nishtamensh. The inability to communicate is not the tzuras adam. There's something missing in the tzuras adam. Lefichach birchas Hashem chet ha'adam bechlala. It's a sin against man's. It's going away from the seder of man in his entirety. K'mayish chet avadazor hu benavshu v'arayis begufo. Shadib hu kailul ha'adam. V'ayteidu v'hu ha'ikar. He's using his mouth for what purpose? To reject Hashem. There is no ikr, meaning there is no essence or root of existence. There is no God. That's what this man uses his mouth for. So this person has completely destroyed his mitzias. Right, which would correspond to the seven of the seven mitzvahs. Again, I'm not going to go through each of the seven mitzvahs here. That's in Samech Vav and Gruz Hashem. But that means a complete and total mess. It means a complete and total mess. Because he's using the Kar Hadiva, which is Adam, for what purpose? To be Kaifa Be'ikr. To say there is no creator. So Mimela, he has no Shaykhis to Mitzvahs at all. He has no connection to reality at all. Vayu Chayte Bechlal Ha'adam. Shemitziyus or betayla legamrei. He's mavatal his mitzias altogether. That's why the whole churban is described. The whole churban eicha is written with the aleph beis, right? And it's the churban of the seder of the aleph beis. That's why you get the last parak. When you get the last parak, so the aleph beis is out of order. The oisius hadibur. That's churban. Churban is when the oisius are not when the Isis is, when Dibur is messed up, that's Churban. That's the pen, the Ayin. He's saying things that are not true. That's why the pay and the ayin are reversed in Eicha. The confusion of the oisius and the inability to communicate, to say things that are true, Like, you know, so my daughter asked me yesterday, we were talking about this, about how this the claim that that there's a Jewish Zionist conspiracy that, that brought the destruction of the World Trade Center. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Which there are probably a billion people in the world that believe in that. Because as many times as the president says that it makes it seem as if there are only a couple of nasty Muslims, we know that Ruba de Ruba, 99.999999, hold exactly like Osama bin Laden. There's not enough community between. It may be that he wouldn't do it, but Pyle, he's afraid. And bin Laden is more chashiv in that respect. But my daughter asked me, you mean that saying that the Jews were the ones that the Jews brought the destruction of, but that's a lie. That's what my daughter said. And she said, right to me, Mr. So I said, yeah, it's a lie. It's crazy. It's a lie. So how could it be? So how could someone say something like that? How could you say something? It's like all together, like, but you know, that's how propaganda works. That's how the Sturmer, that's how Julius Streicher work, Yimach Shemayim, and that's how the machines in Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Arab world, that's how they work. It's what they say with their mouths, but they don't see with their eyes. It has nothing to do with Metzius. It's a bittle of the Tzur. That's therefore you understand that Yishmol is a para adam, as Nishkan Mensch. It's not the pshat that there's something wrong. With everybody else, there's something wrong. Of Yishmol is a para adam. He's not an adam, because we see that it's a bittle to the adam. And I was reading the article. You know what they call their schools, midrasha. That's what they call the yeshivas, la'avdol, called midrasha. And every time I was reading one of these things, like I get like it's a stab in the chest, because it's another word from Tanakh, or another word from Kedusha that the para adam has perverted, it has taken, right? So. And that Islam, what they did to the Har Habayis, what Islam did with Yitzchak Yevin and with Yishmael and so on, it's the whole Kerch Hadibo, the whole Mareches Hadibo. That's why there's so many Arabic words that are connected. All languages have Hebrew in it. In English, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of words that are connected to Hebrew. But there's no language in the world that is as similar to Hebrew, as draws as much upon Hebrew as Arabic. And it's not just because of geography. It's the bittle of the Tzuras Ha'adam. And the way that takes place is by infiltrating into the world of Dibur. The Arabs infiltrated into the world of Dibur. Into that place of Dibur. The Para Adam has redefined Dibur according to his own Tumma. It's a scary thing. So that's what he says. It's chayte bechalam shemesusa b'teilagam kamech kashu chayte begilai rais chayte begufay but avazar chayte dogrash mevarach Hashem chayte beikushu akol lachen hu dovik ba'odin bechlolai. Therefore, it's dovik ba'odin bechlolai. It's bechlolai. Let's just finish two sentences. Let's just finish to the bottom, upstairs, right after 32. Umishu meivin. Therefore, the one who understands, yovin ve'elu shav mitzvus ashehem shoyimum u'mamidim es adam al yichudai v'al seida shelo. You must understand that the seven mitzvahs are there to what? To maintain, to sustain the Tzuras Ha'adam in its proper, healthy way, al pi the teva that Hashem established. K'may she'ezbar b'chibug v'z Hashem over there. Ki yichuda v'seder shalei oymed aydei shiva. That's how the Seder of this world was established, with the seven. Ki iev shavapachos, there can't be less, because that's in the tier that would be without anything to bring it to its completion, to its oneness, to its wholeness. Lakach hoyilo sheva mitzvahs mamidim aso al yichid sheyeshloi. Therefore, there has to be the seven mitzvahs that bring about this seder, this shmir of the seder of the entire world. Next week in Mitzvah Shem, we begin to talk about Yisrael and the unique stature of Yisrael that requires tayag mitzvahs, that's not satisfied with sheva mitzvahs, that can't work with sheva mitzvahs.
Just say how is Dinim
again, without going into the machlokes from the Rambam and the Ramban and how do we define establishing a system of laws. The focus there is not on the assay. It's not on it. It's not. The point is not something positive or beneficial. The point is, with El Mole Marosh El Malchus is Israel Chaim below. It means that there has to be some way to prevent one person from murdering or stealing from another. That's what dina means. Like the word din. Din means to separate. The whole purpose there is, the focus is on keeping somebody off somebody else's throat. We're going to talk more about it, though. We'll talk more about it, yeah. Yeah, Shakar.